Quick question on your headcount. Clearly, some fairly sizable increases. Where do you think you need to be in terms of the number of people that you have within the internet part of your business? What kind of size feels right to you at the moment?
Well, it feels right at this moment, but we do continue to grow. It also you'll see in the of course in the third quarter you'll see the numbers that will include the Trader PL numbers.
How many people work at Trader?
In total, this year we estimate employment on the level of about 300 employees within internet.
Trader is about 120 people currently. Yeah.
So on top of that, on top of 300, the Trader staff.
Sorry, hello. Yeah. Just to clarify, you would expect to have about 300 in the internet business, including the Trader or excluding?
Excluding Trader.
Okay, so about 420 altogether, depending on whether you get.
Yeah, the current.
Would you expect to keep all the people at Trader, or would there be some overlap?
I would like to explain that we are working on the synergies between two companies, and at that moment we don't know what will be, you know, the organization after implementation of certain projects.
Okay. I mean, normally yes, you would see a reduction, but since we are in the expansion mode in the internet, we might find ways to utilize those people in other areas.
Exactly. Very good. Thanks. Hello, everybody. I have a quick question about the internet business. Could you please tell me roughly the percentage of online revenues that are not generated by advertising? Thanks.
About 1,200,000 PLN.
Out of 6.3? No, out of 13 million,
out
yes?
Of 13 million, yes.
All right, thanks.
About 8%.
Hi, I would like to ask you whether you can disclose any further plans on your acquisitions in the internet arm of your business line. Thanks.
Unfortunately, we cannot, but other than a generic and general information that we have a number of projects in the pipeline, varying scale, varying size, and not necessarily limited to internet.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Marek. I'm wondering about the marketing and promotion costs. Is that the sort of increase in percentage terms that we're likely to see in coming quarters, or is that a sort of unusually high quarterly growth figure? Any comment on that?
We don't estimate increase the marketing costs on the year-to-year basis, comparing 2008 to 2007. This higher level in the first half of the year was related with the projects which we launched in the first half of the year, and it was related with the situation also on the market, newspapers market. Till end of this year, it should decrease to the level compared with 2007.
For the full year, is that right, or just for the second half?
I tell that for the whole year, the marketing expenses should be on the level of 2007.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I got a question regarding collection business. What are you going to do with this part of your business? Thank you.
Well, we have seen a significant drop, and as noted, this is partly because of the wearing out of the novelty effect which we had last year, and also a tremendous saturation in the marketplace. Pretty much every publisher has been doing it. We are considering a number of ways to reformat this business going forward. We cannot provide the details yet.
Thank you.
Hi again. I'm just wondering whether you can comment on whether you have any interest in the forthcoming mobile TV tender. Is that something that you're conceivably interested in or can comment on in any way?
Other than, yes, we are interested in every distribution platform for our content, I would not comment any further. But as you know, we have been participating in the trial for the DBBH service.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.